It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I know many of you, like Max Armstrong, enjoy going to auctions, equipment auctions, farm auctions, where you can see that, well, sometimes the equipment wasn't cared for very well. And then conversely, oh, you can see that that farmer babied those machines, hitting every zerk when he went to grease it. Those producers in the know trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants, like Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether the equipment on your farm is 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. What they call, indeed, lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. Are the roads getting to be a mess where you are? Are many of the highways rough as a cob? Do you worry about some of those bridges you have to travel? Well, you know, 7 out of every 100 miles of roadway nationwide are in poor condition. 9% of the bridges nationwide are structurally deficient, meaning that they are in need of some repair. 17% of the dams in the country have a high hazard potential, meaning a functional failure would result in the loss of life. 24/7 Wall Street has rated the infrastructure of our states, and Rhode Island, Hawaii, and West Virginia are in the worst shape. But now here in the heartland, Iowa was the only state in the top 10 worst. And in that state, more than 20% of the bridges are deficient. That's the second worst in the country for bad bridges. Wisconsin, South Dakota, and Michigan made the top 20 also for the worst infrastructure in the United States. The weather can make a difference, to be sure. And when that weather pendulum swings, it can go from one extreme to the other, as we've seen so often. Here's a fresh reminder of it. Folks in Missouri and eastern Kansas that were so dry this summer are now dealing with floodwaters as rains of well over a half foot have inundated parts of the region. From This Week in Agribusiness, tomorrow is Crop Report Day, and ahead of the official estimates, private crop forecasters have been issuing their numbers, and some apparently ascribe to the old adage that big crops tend to get bigger. The soybean and corn advisor, Mike Cronier, says he sees the corn crop with an average yield of 182 bushels. That's higher than the government's corn estimate. Last month, the yield per acre pegged by Uncle Sam at 181.3. Mike has a forecast for an average soybean yield of 53 bushels. That, too, is slightly higher than Uncle Sam's estimate last month of 52.8. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, many folks we know in agriculture are bracing for the blow from yet another hurricane. Some of the farmers in North Carolina who hustled to bring in their soybean and tobacco crops 3 weeks ago ahead of Florence have been rushing to get their sweet potatoes and cotton crops in. For them, it must be like old Yogi Berra used to say, it's deja vu all over again. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.